Ayola says that when he kept applying for Project Fame once, twice, three times, four times, five times, he would go home and he would be bitter. And where others would give up, you know how it is now, they already know who they want. Oh, Nigeria is corrupt, oh, blah, blah, blah. He kept working on that thing and he would tell himself, it's getting closer.
The final one, the Project Fame. All the years of toiling and making a do or die affair, I decided, you know what, I'm going in here to have fun. Mm-hmm. That was the mentality I had, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was what I needed all along. I was there and I was myself. That was the 11th attempt. Mm. So I think that was also a driving force for me that, okay, you know what, it's getting closer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not the time to stop now.
Yeah, it's not the time to stop now.
So I knew it was something that I needed to fix. It wasn't as much as my performance as a singer, as much as it was my attitude towards the competition, you know, which was, you know, just making sure I be myself.
He said to me, whenever something doesn't work, he sees it rather than a terminal point, he sees it as each step is taking me closer.
I was doing all the networking I needed to do, you know, for an artist to come up there. You know, all of these things I was doing, I paid my dues, you know. It just wasn't happening for me. The fact that I was doing that gave me the courage to try acting. But the decision didn't come until I was so broke. So broke and hungry. I literally was like, I mean, hungry. Not hungry for success. Physically, bodily hungry. I hadn't eaten for days. It's the process.
It's the process.
You have to do that. Because even in life, let's assume all of these things are non-existent. And it's just success. There's a cue.
Wait. Even if it's just life, there is a cue.
You might not be privy to know what your number, but there's a cue.
I love that.
There's some people who are ahead of you. Yes. Some people will come behind you. Yes. You have a place in life.
But I have not heard anybody use that kind of imagery. I was just writing for my own self. I'm like, Chude, imagine if every time something happens in my life, I tell myself, man, it's getting closer. Man, let's keep it going. Man, it's getting closer. The way that he used that mindset to build the career by saying, well, what is missing? What do I need to do to take me one step closer to the dream and the vision in my heart and for my life? You know, it's just a powerful way to do life. It's such a powerful way to do life.